We're in the middle of Simon Kuf Chof Dalet Rav Tesif Dalet. So the Mechaber here brings down the famous Shuvas Arash. Shuvas Arash says when there's nine people in shul, if there's not nine people in shul who are listening to Chazaras Hashatz and they're not answering Chazaras Hashatz, Karov Beinai Leos Birkas Hashatz Bracha Levatala. So the Rosh says it's Karov to be a Bracha Levatala. This Rosh is brought down in the Torah and in the Shulchan Aruch. So the poskim point out that it can't mamish be a bracha levatala because we have another din in nun hey beis, which we discussed at length when we learned nun hey beis, and that is if you have a minyan mitzumtzam, you have 10 people, and in the middle of chazaras hashatz, one or two or three walk out, you continue and finish chazaras hashatz. So if it's going to be a bracha levatala without nine people answering, if it would be a bracha levatala, then obviously you would not be able to continue. So the emphasis is on the word karov to be a bracha levatal, but not mamish levatal. So let's see kufchav dalet dalet. Kishe shaliach tibur chazarat tefila when the shaliach tibur is saying chazar sashat hakol yesh lahem lishtok. So the tibur should be quiet and should be listening. Mishabur points out sifkat on tes zayin that they shouldn't be reading along with him. Certainly can't say the brachas with him, but even parts of the brachas they shouldn't say with him. Dershu points out in footnote 24 that in Yamim Narayim we are makel to say along with the Sheikh Tibur to enhance our kavana. So yesh lahem lishdok, we should be quiet, listen to Chazar Sashat, ulechavin the brachas shemavarech hachazim velanos amen. Have kavana in listening to the brachas of the Sheikh Tibur and answer amen. Mishabura Sifkatan Yud Zayin points out, Al Ken Yeshi Zayin Milomar Tachanunum Aluma Be'ez Chazar Sashatz. We're not supposed to be finishing up davening during Chazar Sashatz. We're not supposed to be learning during Chazar Sashatz. Va'afilu Mechav Nusaf HaBracha. Even if you can answer Amein to the end of the Bracha, and even if you know which Bracha you're answering Amein on, which we'll learn about next week, which is very important. Gam Ken Lo Yafahem Osim. Why? Because if the lomdim are going to sit and learn the ami haaretz yilmedu mehem shelo lahazin l'shel tzibur v'yasku b'sicha b'teil l'chas v'shom v'nimtu machatina sarabim. So if we sit and learn during Chazaras Hashatz, other people are going to learn from us that you don't have to pay attention to Chazaras Hashatz, and they're going to come to do other things. That would be a tremendous zilzal in the Chazaras Hashatz. Therefore, we're supposed to pay attention to Chazaras Hashatz. And Dershu brings down a sefer Vavei Ha'amudim, which is brought down on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, that he used to make a macha when people would daven in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, and he speaks very stark that any tefillos that are daven during Chazar Sashatz will not be answered. Continues the Mechaber, V'mein Tishim Mechaber, the Berchosav, if you don't have nine people listening to the Brachos of the Shliach Tzibur, Karov Leos Berchosav Levatala. It's Karov to be a Brach Levatala. Lachain, Kol Adam Yasa Atzmo Kilo Ein Tisha Zulaso, everyone should look at himself as if he is of the first nine and the only nine, and V'chavein the Berkas HaChazen, and pay attention to the Chazaras HaShatz. Mishabura points out Sifkot on Yud Tes that the Olam is no egg to be mitzarev people into a minyan who are not careful about this and who don't pay attention to Chazaras Hashatz and maybe even sit and talk the whole time. So in order to avoid this kar of the Brachal Batala, the Mishabura brings down at the end of Sifkot on Yud Tes. Tov liznai kemoshakaza b'sefer shulchan shlomo that the shliach tzibur should make a tnai beino levein atzma b'chazaras tefila shim lo yanu tisha amen acharav yichavnu lebrachosav shi tefila I b'taras nadava. If I have nine people answering amen, this is chazaras hashatz. If I don't have nine people answering amen, then this shmona esrei should be a tefilas nadava. Dershu points out in footnote 30 that's not going to work on Shabbos and Yontif, and he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that Shabbos and Yontif and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh where there's no Tfilas and Dava, so you don't make it tonight and just Daven Chazar Sashatz without this tonight. Rosh Hamazamin, I vaguely remember, had some issues with the tonight that then you have a problem with Birkas Kohanim. They bring down over here, and Dershu brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that it's not a problem, that even if it's a Dava, you can still have Birkas Kohanim. The Rama points out the end of Sifkat Dan Dalid. Yesh omrim shekol ha'am yamdu kesheshozer shel tzibur tefila. Yesh omrim that everybody should stand during chazaras hashatz. Since we're supposed to be paying attention and listening to Chazar Sashatz, it's as if we're actually davening Shemoneh Esrei, ukiilu mispalim ba'atzman damya. Therefore, you should stand just like a person davening Shemoneh Esrei stands. V'chein ha'yo minag ha'kadmonim, and that was always the minag. And then the Mishnah points out the Achshav Bavonoseinu Arabim Kol Echad Otzei Kvidaito. Nowadays, Bavonoseinu Arabim, everyone does what he wants. Some people even sit and talk. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks very harshly. And we'll soon get to the Shulchan Aruch himself, what he has to say about people who speak in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So that is Sif Dalid. Pay attention to Chazaras Hashatz. Answer Amen. Otherwise, it's Karov Lebracha Levatol. Sif Hey. Okay, the Torah brings down from his father that every bracha he would hear, when he heard the Shem Hashem, he would answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. He had two reasons, as the Mishnah Berurah will bring down very soon. Okay, so let's see. Kuf Chav Dalet Hey. I'll call bracha she'adam shomea b'kol makom, and any bracha that a person hears any time, Omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Baruch is he, and Baruch is his name. Where does that come from? Mishabura Sifkatan Chavbez. Remez Azem Hashem Amar Akosav Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When I say Shem Hashem, Havu Godil Alakim, give covet to Hashem. So that's the covet, Baruch Hu Shema. V'od, if we talk about it, Tzadik Kishim Azkir, and Tzadik Basav Adam Tzarech Levarcha, Shinem Azecha Tzadik Levracha, Tzadik Kishal Olam, Alach Haskama V'kama. So if we give covet to a human being who's a Tzadik, so Kavach Omer, we have to give covet. When we mention the name of a Rav, we give covet. Zeichat Tzadik Devracha, Kavachomer, when we mention Hashem. Mishabura Sifkat and Chaval, Im Hu Omei B'makom She'en or Hashel Hafzik, if he's in a place where he's not allowed to interrupt, Shuket Dezimra, Bechos Kriyashma, Vechulei, that he's not allowed to say Baruch HaBashmo. That's Mishabura Sifkat and Chaval. And if you're listening to a bracha to be Yotzei, you're also not supposed to answer Baruch HaBashmo, Deshomea Ka'one, and it's as if you're saying the bracha, and it's a hefzik in the bracha. In the last line, I am Chayodim, Dinisha B'tzarchiyan, Liyim B'diyevet. B'diyevet, if you're trying to be Yotzei Baruch, you're listening to Kiddush, you want to be Yotzei, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, does that passel the bracha for you? Can you be Yotzei with such a bracha if you answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'nirali di B'diyevet ain l'hachmir b'zeh. The B'diyevet, it's okay, you can be Yotzei with such a bracha. However, then there's a footnote 37 over here. However, what is very not clear he says by the Chasam Sofer they used to answer Baruch Hu Shemo on their own brachos. No, on a bracha where you're being when you want to be Yotzei a bracha by the Chasam Sofer they did answer Baruch Hu Shemo and the Chasam Sofer did not protest. However, the problem over here more than the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo itself is that if you're saying Baruch Hu Shemo, and then while you're saying that, so the Shliach Tzibur, we're going to learn, is supposed to wait for everyone to say Baruch Hu Shemo. But if you're Yotzei with Kiddush, you're not supposed to answer Baruch Hu Shemo. Therefore, the Makadesh is not waiting. He's continuing. So while you're saying Baruch Hu Shemo, you could be missing out from some of the Ikar words that you need to be Yotzei Kiddush. If you miss the Melech HaOlam, maybe you're not Yotzei Kiddush. Every bracha needs Shem V'Malchus. So, even more than the etzem answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, it's even more problematic because you may be missing out on parts of the bracha that are themselves ikir and ma'akiv. And back to Sifkaton Chav Beis, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, therefore the Shliach Tzibur has to pause. He understands everyone's going to answer Baruch Hu Shemo, he should pause. Then in the Shara Tzion, Ois Chav Dalid, Mitam Ze Yesh Nimnaim Lomar Baruch Hu Shemo, Do Amen Chamir Mimenu. V'ayim B'maisa Rav, Aval Nochol Asos Kamo Sheko Savti. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Shliach Tzibur should pause, wait for everyone to answer Baruch Hu Shemo. And then they'll hear the end of the bracha, they'll answer Amen. Otherwise, if he doesn't pause, they don't hear the end of the bracha, they can't answer Amen, it becomes a whole mess, a whole balagan. And Amen is even more important than Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So if you have a choice, the preference is to answer Amen rather than answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Then they bring down footnote 40 that the Gra did not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in Chazar Sashatz. So first they say because the Sheikh Tzibo doesn't wait and therefore you're messing up the bracha. You don't hear the bracha properly. Then in the Tosefes Maisa Rav, they write that the reason for the Gra is that the Baruch Baruch Shemo itself is a hefsek because the Amen that you answer is going back on the whole bracha and therefore Baruch Baruch Shemo would be interrupting, splitting the bracha in half. So the Minhag Gra is not to answer Baruch Baruch Shemo, to stand at attention, and to be Yotze, to have Kavana Mamish when you're listening to Chazar Sashat, and only to answer Amen, not Baruch Baruch Shemo. And the Mechaber over here is telling us, and Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that yes to say Baruch Baruch Shemo, and the Sheikh Tzibor should be sensitive and act accordingly. Kuf Chav Dalet Vav. V'yanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha. Answer Amen after each and every bracha. Bein Osam Shiyatu Yidei Tfilah. Bein Osam Shelo Yatu. Whether you want to be Yotze now with the Chazas Hashatz for your own Shmona Esrei because you're not a buck, you don't know how to daven, and you need him to be Motzi you. Or you davened already. You're just listening to Chazas Hashatz. Either way, you have to answer Amen to the brachas. And when you answer Amen, Mechaber continues with Kavana. You should answer Amen with Kavana. What does that mean? She chavim belibo, his Kavana should be emes ya bracha, sheberach hamavarech, v'ani ma'amin bazeh. This bracha is emes, and I believe in this. Mishbos Sifkat and Chav Dalet explains what does that mean. It says, Baruch ato Hashem magen Abraham. Okay, Yechavin Ha'oin Ez Amen, Amen Shiyem Mavarach Shem Hashem. The Amen is going back on the Baruch Ato Hashem, Hashem's name should be blessed. And Shehaya Magin Abraham. Baruch Ato Hashem Magin Abraham, Amen, that Hashem, who is the Magin Abraham, should be blessed. Mishbos Sifkatan Chafei points out from the Magin Abraham in the Taz, the Poskim, V'zeo B'Birchas Hoda'a. That's by B'Birchas Hoda'a. You're thanking Hashem, yes, that bracha is true. I believe in that bracha. Aval, the next line, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Hei, but Tfilah Tzar Shechavein, MSE, the Gamani Mispalel, she Rotzon, she Rikuyam, Davar Zeh. Not only that I believe in this bracha, but I also are mitzarif myself to the Bakasha that this is the nature of Hashem, this is what Hashem does, and he Rotzon that Hashem should actually fulfill this, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, that Hashem should send the refuah to the Cholim and Tili and all the others. So it's one is that the bracha is MS, and I believe in it, and the other is that he wrote on that Hashem should bring about the fulfillment of this bakasha. Then skip down a couple of lines. When it comes to Kaddish, Kaddish is a bracha, is a tefillah for the Asi, that Hashem's name should be as the Mishnah points out, with a kaddish tzarich lechavein ala osid levad. The kavanah is on the future. Sheyeom the dvar of Marshu Mavake. She is galah machuso ba'agalov is man kariv that Hashem's name should become great. The ikra inyan bevada yikuyam levasov k'mo shekasov bayom ahu Hashem achad shemal chad. Okay, then the Mishnah points out that there are certain times where we answer Amen and then we say a tefillah. Hamachazish chinasal tziyom. We answer Amen and we go right into modim. But the Amen is going back on the bracha. Modim is a new thing. So it shouldn't be Amen Modim, it should be Amen, pause, Modim. And Dirshu points out in footnote 45, same thing with Yehei Shmei Rab. It's not Amen Yehei Shmei Rab, it's Amen on what was said before, and now a new thing, Yehei Shmei Rab, Hashem's great name, should be blessed forever and ever. Then the end of Mishnah Sifkatan Chav Hei, someone who has two brachas to answer Amen on, he is allowed to answer Amen, Amen. And each Amen Shev Kavana for the different things that he's answering on. However, it's better, Tfei Adiv Lomar Amen V'Amen. And Dirshu points out in footnote 46 that when we learned this back in Simon Samach Aleph, so there was a possibility that one Amen can work for both, answering one Amen, and that one Amen can actually go on two different brachos. Okay, but it seems like the preferable way of doing it is to say Amen v'Amen. That is Sif Vav. Just go through it again one more time. Yanu Amein Acher Kol Bracha. We should answer Amein after every bracha. Beinotzim Sheyatzu Yidei Tefila. Beinotzim Shelo Yatzu. Uve Kavana. The answer Amein with Kavana. The Kavana is Shechavim Belibo Emes Hi HaBracha. The bracha is Emes. Sheberach HaMavarech Vani Ma'amin Bazeh. And that's by Bracha Soda. By a Bakasha, it's also King Yiratzok. Sif Zayin. This is the Mechaber's rules and regulations for Chazar Sashatz. Lo yasiyah sichas chulim b'shar she'shech tzibur chozer ha'tfilah. When the she'ch tzibur is chozer ha'tfilah during Chazar Sashatz, you're not allowed to speak dvarim b'telim. V'imsach, and if he does, the Mechaber speaks very stark, hu chotei, he's sinning, v'godol avano minasov, his avera is greater than he can handle, v'goar rimbo. And they should put him in his place. That part has to be done very, 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 very carefully and very gently. So here Mishbura Sivkatan Chavav points out, even if a person is answering Amen, but if he's speaking in the middle, that's unacceptable. And then the Mishabura points out, "Ve'reisim acharedim advar Hashem." Those who are chored the advar Hashem, they put the sitter in front of them during Chazar Sashatz, so they don't look around; they just look at the words, and they have kavana, and they listen to Chazar Sashatz as we're supposed to do. God will have a note. Minasol Mishabura Sivkatan Chav Zayin. Kaseb Eli Rabbi Shem Akobo. Oy laHanoshim Shemesichim Beis Atfila. Woe unto those who speak in the middle of davening. Ki ra'inu kama. Many shuls have been destroyed because of this aver of speaking in shul. Very, very chari from the Eliyahu Rabba, b'shem Akobo, from the Rishonim already. V'yesh lemanos anoshim yiduim lashkiach hazeh. They should set up a system where the people go around patrolling the shul, making sure everyone is quiet. And Dershu points out in Sifkatan 48, in footnote 48 to be careful to do it properly, nicely, calmly, quietly, not to embarrass anybody and not to make situations worse. That's Kufchov Dalid Zayim. Hago, note, says Ramah, Yilami Banav Aktanim Shianu Amen, teach your little children to answer Amen. Hold on. Kimiyad Shatinok Ona Amen, Yeshu Chelik Olam Haba. They learn that from Psukim, Shomer Amunim, Amenim. As soon as the Tinok knows how to answer Amen, they already have a Chelik in Olam Haba. And here the Mishabura points out, Sivkatan Chavchas, little kids who run around shul and then don't know how to act properly in shul, better not to bring them, because then they get used to making a balagan in shul, not to take shul seriously, and it's not proper chinuch, it's anti-chinuch, and therefore, kids who don't know how to sit properly should be left at home. If you can bring your kids and teach them how to sit properly, that's great, that's called chinuch.